In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome back to your program, Approaches. And today we are going to discuss how to serve a person fully. You know, when you're approaching anyone, you should remind yourself that this man have a mind, has a mind and a soul and a body, and he is not just a spirit. In his first chapter of Colossians, St. Paul said, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. And this, as if St. Paul is putting a rule for the service, that we are serving everyone, and also for each one we are trying to make him perfect. And this perfection should cover all aspects of life. In approaching the psyche of anyone or his emotions, we need to know that all people need to be loved. And this is a very, very easy approach to people, you know. The feeling of loneliness, the need of respect, the need of intimacy, the need of belonging, these all needs are international. And we can approach many through this kind of need. Also, the psychological need may be the need for safety or security. And this can be covered by the word of faith and hope. Also, when we consider the psychological need, all people need to find some self-achievement or self-proving themselves. So we can approach them through the stories of failure and success and whatever kind of achievement in their life. Also, there is a major need in each one, which is the freedom, and we can make use of this to approach the philosophy of Christianity through the idea of the free will given by God the Creator. So we can approach many people through their needs, the psychological needs. And you know, it's important to remind ourselves that to present love to everyone, it's not kind of emotions and good words. Love can be expressed in many ways. And somebody put it in five languages of love, which is the language of words, the language of touches, the language of quality time, the language of acts or actions, and the gifts or presents. You know, when you approach somebody to show him your love, he might need a quality time to express himself, or some touch of caring, or good words of encouragement, or sharing some of his interests or actions, and also, you know, some gifts may present your love. Also, we may approach others through their mental needs. Some of the people are highly intellectual, more intellectual than being emotional. And these people, we should consider not to show them much emotions, but more understanding and logic, thinking and reasoning, and speaking in a scientific way. Concerning the mental needs, people need to understand things. And also, you know, this need of learning also always accompanied by some need of practicing this knowledge or information. And the development of anyone's life is very much related to his understanding and his practical use of this knowledge. Also, we cannot ignore the physical needs. Many of the simple people, or those who are living in poor countries, their physical needs are much higher than the needs, the intellectual or the emotional needs. They need to eat, they need to drink water, they need some clothes, they need some medicine. So the physical needs can also help in approaching these people to deliver the message of salvation. Another important point, that all people have spiritual needs, and these spiritual needs usually covered by other needs like physical needs or psychological or mental needs. They do not know that they need some spiritual needs, like the need of forgiveness. Everyone feels guilty, and all people need to be forgiven. And also, you know, the forgiveness of people to others is not enough. They need some higher level of forgiveness. They need to be safe in the hands of the Almighty God. They need this word of assurance that their sins or whatever they had done before were really forgiven. Another spiritual need is the need of unconditional love. You know, people love each other, and this is one way of approaching others. But actually, people need some more love, not by human flesh, not by man, because man cannot cover the need of love completely of others. They need the love which is eternal, the love which is unconditional, and this is the love of God. Also, we can put also another need, spiritual need, which is the idealism or the perfectionism. All people think of perfection. You know, there are some characters maybe more than others toward the perfectionism, but all people like to be perfect on many degrees, because this need of perfection is inside the heart of man, and all hearts of men crying for perfection. And this is kind of a spiritual need through which we can approach many people and starting to speak about the perfect man who was and is Christ, because he is not only a man, but he is also God. And the perfect teaching of the Bible and the perfect life, the new life given by the Holy Spirit. So this need of perfection could be one of approaching many. Another spiritual need, we cannot forget that all people need this eternity. People think of living forever, although many believe that life will end soon. But actually, if you go deeper in their heart, they need to live forever. So this spiritual need proves that there is real eternal life and people seeking this, and this is also one of approaching others. So again, we are approaching men in all aspects, in their hearts, emotions, in their mind, intellectual, in their physical life by eating, drinking, and whatever needs, and also in their spirit by the unconditioned love of God and also the forgiveness and eternity. You know, there was a promise given by St. Paul in Philippians chapter 4, "My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." So by saying so, as if all kinds of needs, whatever we started approaching anyone through any of these needs, can take us to point at our Lord Christ, at the only one who can cover all needs, shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. So coming to our Lord Christ will cover the physical need, and we can speak about his miracles, the psychological need and the spiritual needs, and also the mental needs. So this kind of needs of human being can be one of our approaches to anyone to proclaim the message of salvation. Glory to God. Amen.